Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready to rock the health world with me and Super Don this evening on the Robert Scott Bell Show? I certainly am. I think Super Don is. He's got the puppy bowl going, but in between the puppies, he'll be reporting live with me on GCN and Natural News Radio and around the world. And we do indeed have breaking news this very evening. Yes, exclusive to the Robert Scott Bell Show, breaking news on a group of physicians caught exposing patients to potentially life-threatening diseases for financial gain. Now, I know since we posted that this would be the lead story today, you've been digging around the web going, where is this story? What has Super Don found? What is Robert Scott Bell going to say? Where is this coming from? Well, it's coming right from the medical literature. And the headline, as we read it, breaking news, a group of physicians caught exposing patients to potentially life-threatening diseases for financial gain, is actually accurate. However, it could be considered misleading by some. The study is linked up here in the show notes at robertscadbell.com, thanks to Op-Ed, our intern. And what does it say? Super Don, shall I reveal the headline that led to our teaser sentence from last night?
Yeah. I mean, let's compare the two and see how accurate we are.
Okay. Just so you know, we don't necessarily have to report on the news from other sources. In fact, we are the news. We make the news. We alter it so that it actually makes sense as to what is really going on out there, health-wise, medically, etc. Here's the headline from a website. It's called NBC News. Maybe you've heard of it. The headline reads, almost all doctors admit they work sick, comma, study shows. What does the study say? Yeah, what does the study say? Ponder that statement. Almost all doctors admit they work sick. What does that mean? It means exactly what we indicated, that they are going to work and knowingly exposing their patients to potentially fatal diseases for profit. Now, are we saying, is Super Don saying, that doctors are intentionally going into work with the intent and purpose, I can't wait to make my patients sick today? No, that's not what we're saying. But the headline indicated that, Robert, didn't it? No, not really. That even our headline, it didn't indicate, it just said exactly, factually, correctly what was happening. Doctors going to work, exposing patients to potentially deadly diseases, and they're making money off of what happens. Is it their intent? That's not what we're saying. This is a very interesting teaching moment, Super Don, because as we see headlines from around the world and we report on them and try to get to the facts underneath them, right? Remember the headline that said, colloidal silver damages epithelial intestinal cells. And I thought, oh my gosh, what have I been doing? I've been healing, or so I thought, epithelial cells within the gastrointestinal lining with silver. A headline in the USA Today said, no, I'm harming them. But then what do? We track back to the original study that headline was based upon. It turned out it was only half true. They left out one critical word in that headline. Colloidal silver or nanosilver harms epithelial cancer cells.
That
was just an oversight. They couldn't have erased that. I mean, that just wouldn't happen on purpose, would it? And the point of the headline that we indicated, doctors exposing their patients to potentially deadly diseases, are they potentially deadly? Yes. If you have an immunosuppressed condition, you can die of a common cold virus. You can die from a yeast infection. Certainly, Staphylococcus aureus, Streptococcus, all of these things that normally are manageable in an otherwise healthy person can kill you. So it is not inaccurate to say what we said. So as you scratch your head and go, darn it, they fooled us. No, we didn't fool you. We want to provide perspective here as to the danger that doctors pose to their patients. That iatrogenic illness is a very real thing. It's not a mystery, although the medical reporters are loath to report on it. Yet this study, fantastic as it reveals, that I think was 83% of the doctors in this survey, in this study, admitted they've gone at least once in the past year, they've gone to work with a fever, with diarrhea, with significant respiratory symptoms, not just the sore throat or the sniffles. And guess where this was published, folks? No, not in the Journal of Homeopathy trying to discredit allopathy. It was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association's JAMA Pediatrics. JAMA Pediatrics. This is not, again, a hit piece on doctors. This is doctors reporting on themselves. Now, this guy Stark told NBC, this doctor, a pediatrician at Baylor College in Houston, he says, when I saw the results, I said 80% of them admit they work when they're sick and the other 20% are lying. and of course, the excuse is, well, it's goodwill and dedication to their craft, their profession. And I get that. I do understand that concept. I mean, I'm wiped out from moving. We went live that night because I just want to be here. I want to be able to relate these stories to you. But I am not exposing you to a potentially deadly pathogen via doing this radio show. Oh, I know some of the skeptics will say I'm poisoning their minds.
Some of them would say that you are.
Yeah, I'm poisoning their minds, right? Like I have the power to poison people's minds. The shadow knows.
Well, listen, the analogy that I draw from what we did here with this story is to one of the stories that we covered, what was it, yesterday or the day before, where Jim Carrey, he tweeted out some things. He tweeted out a picture of a 14-year-old boy because he thought he was a vaccine-damaged boy. It turned out that he wasn't, and the mom asked him to take the picture down. And he apologized, and he took the picture down. However, we see an article here on this website called What's Trending, and the headline is, Jim Carrey Exploits Boy with Autism. Now, I don't think there's anybody out there, if they were perfectly honest, if you said, listen, you know, gun to your head, you know, tell the truth, do you think Jim Carrey did it to exploit that boy? I think people know he wasn't trying to exploit anybody. He made a mistake. You know?
Well,
it turned out
to it.
And he admitted to it. But that headline makes it sound like he's, you know, an evil person out there trying to exploit children.
Right.
And the only reason it sounds like that is because the author of that article chose to use that wording.
Well, and the headline we kind of teased out there, is it inaccurate, though? Really, I mean, it really is a truthful and, let me say, it's a factual headline, but it's a leading headline. It's leading you to perceive some kind of criminal activity. And it could be argued, perhaps, that it is a criminal act for a doctor who should know better to go into work in a hospital or clinic setting where they're potentially exposing something that you might consider harmless for most people, a common cold, but that can be deadly for an immunocompromised patient. And from this article, infectious control experts have been urging Americans for years to stay at home when they're sick. Well, why doesn't that work for Nancy Schneiderman? Remember her? She was quarantined. But she went out to have soup. Soup was more important. How is this possible? How is it possible? Depending on the germ, according to this article, one sick person can infect several others. People can catch measles from just being in the room where the sick person was. They acknowledge that there is transmissibility in some of these diseases, especially when there's immunocompromised patients around. Viruses like influenza, the deadly influenza, right, that most people don't die from. But if you're immunocompromised, we've covered these stories for years. Hospitals can be the worst places. Doctors, nurses, people should know better. But why don't they? And guess what the answer is, according to the researcher? Cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance. You know something, but you act contrary to it. There is so much cognitive dissonance within the medical profession, particularly as it relates to the vaccination paradigm, where they completely ignore the deaths and the injuries due to the vaccines, yet complain when you don't want to get vaccinated for any reason because you could potentially kill someone because you might carry measles. And, of course, the cognitive dissonance here is ignoring the inserts to the measles or MMR vaccine that says you can shed and communicate, if you will, that disease, that measles strain from the vaccine itself can transmit from you to someone else who is immunocompromised. The idea that you are responsible, like they said, Jim Carrey is responsible for the measles death. It's an outrageous statement. And I don't think the headline that we came up with is actually outrageous enough. Because the reality is, iatrogenic causes of death are the leading cause of death in the United States, outpacing cancer and heart disease. Because the doctors themselves are contributing to both. And that doesn't even take into consideration what this article says. 80% of doctors go to work even when they are sick with something that could potentially kill some patients that they are exposed to or exposing themselves to. I don't know how much more clear we can get here. This is from the JAMA journal, JAMA Pediatrics. And if your child is vulnerable, and if somebody comes into your child's room and they have signs and symptoms of contagious disease, ask them to leave, according to this guy, Stark. And this is what they want to put on all of you, California parents who refuse, who want to refuse to vaccinate based on philosophical and medical reasons. Yet, what would apply to you doesn't apply to them. Cognitive dissonance, folks. It's very real. And the higher your degree, the more likely you are to suffer from it. Or if you have a wannabe skeptic degree, the more likely you are to suffer from cognitive dissonance. Well, we've got some moments of duh related to some ailments and illnesses. Who paid for the science? We might never find out. Also, placebos. Could that be good medicine?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, sure, we make fun of science when there's fun to be had. This was a serious study we just covered to open the show, and Super Don and I were talking about this. It's like, how many people have died due to doctors going to work sick? And we'll never know. It's not a stat that was ever tallied, but they acknowledge of 83%, and the one doctor said the other 20% are lying. How many of them? I mean, you know, this is all about infectious disease, isn't it? I mean, that's what they tell us. Of course, I got another perspective on that, as you know, if you've been a long-time listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You don't get sick as a group, you get sick as an individual, but that's the point, isn't it? As an individual, this doctor or these doctors, as individuals, have a choice to go to work or not. Now, there's always an excuse, so I have to do it, no one else will. But what is the risk? And if the risk is not that great, these are the experts, after all. Then what is the risk out there in California? Might it be more risky to get the shot? But they don't want to have the conversation. This is where you're free to speak about it. You can call us at 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com for all the show notes. Thanks to Op-Ed. And say thanks, please, to all of our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, all over the world. Special shout out to our good buddy, Doc Newsom. Check out drnewsom.com. We'll get him back on soon as well. And I'm looking forward to getting Stephen Huber back on. We just had a rebroadcast recently with Stephen. Miss him, so we're looking forward to that. And who else? Stuart Tomp from Canavest. Canavest.com. RSB50 for 50% off. You basically buy one, get one free of any of the CBD products that they carry. Fantastic deals there at Canavest.com. Now, let's dive more into the science here, because we are concerned about you. We want to validate what's going on out in the world. But then again, we come across some of these studies that are so patently absurd. A fourth grader already knew the answer to it. Or, well, in some cases, maybe a sixth grader knew. But that's why it's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh trifecta, brought to you by addicts who are addicted and are likely to become more addicted to other things, like opioid drugs, narcotic painkillers from doctors. Yes, that's right. A new study looked at patients prescribed a short course of narcotic painkillers. And guess what they found? Those who are most prone to long-term abuse are already addicted to something, like smoking cigarettes. Yeah. Does this surprise you, Super Don, at all?
I never would have guessed that somebody who has an addictive personality, is already having addiction problems, would become addicted to something else. Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely. Yeah. Nobel Prize coming for that one.
This is coming from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, so you know it's good, right? Study led by Dr. W. Michael Hooten. Well, it's darn Hooten. Good that they figured this thing out, because we were just not clear about who is most likely to become addicted when put on narcotic painkillers.
I thought personally it was the Amish. That's what it
was. Yeah, the Amish were. That was our leading candidate before we got on the air here. Now, the second in our trifecta here of Moments of Duh. Chronic ills may add up to I'll let you get this one. A, a longer lifespan. B, no change in lifespan. Or C, a shortened lifespan. Okay? This is multiple chronic diseases. Add up to what? A, B, or C? Longer, no change, or shorter lifespan?
I'll have to go with D, ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Absolutely right. Yes, this Moment of Duh found out the absolutely impossible, impractical, improbable combination of diabetes, heart attack, and stroke can cut up to 15 years of your life expectancy. And they were shocked, I say, or somewhat surprised, is how the study lead author, Dr. Emmanuel D'Angelantonio, the university lecturer in medical screening with the Department of Public Health and Primary Care at the University of Cambridge in England. He was slightly surprised by this. They kind of didn't realize that if you had more than one chronic disease, it would reduce your lifespan. And finally,
chronically ill in general, it's going to have an effect on.
No, they knew that, but they just had no idea that if you have two or three, it's going to actually exponentially
make
it worse.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, they didn't figure that out. We knew that. And finally, for you ladies, pregnancy. You have a tenfold greater risk of maternal death. This is not a happy story, but it's like one of those moments of duh. If you have epilepsy, and we were not under the mistaken impression that having epilepsy would be healthier for full-term pregnancy and healthy.
You'll live another 10 years.
So anyway, there's your moments of duh. We got three out in one day. We're going to go into real medicine when we come back. Yeah, it starts with a P and ends with an O. What is it?
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels,
Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, next hour, guess who's busted? The entire field of cardiology. Yeah, like nowhere else are you going to hear this in this way. So stick around for that. Also, if you've got a question or comment on anything we've covered or are likely to cover today, you can call us now at 866-939-2355. Or leave a message when we're off the air. We'll try to answer your question on the air. If you don't want your name mentioned, just say so. Otherwise, go to robertscottbell.com. and find out what real medicine is all about. Oh, my gosh, did I say that? Real medicine? What are you? You can't say that. Only the government can say what real medicine is. I'm telling you right now, there is no drug that the FDA has approved since the dawn of the FDA that has cured, well, let me just say it this way, healed, maybe more accurate, any disease. Any. Not one. Call me if you think there is one. I haven't found it. Not one. Not even you can say, oh, antibiotics have done that. Right? Antibiotics have done that because what? They indiscriminately destroy bacteria. Good and bad and ugly and pretty. All of them. Until they don't. And they didn't cure. I'll say it that way. Didn't cure. But definitely didn't heal anything. They eradicated and destroyed things and give your body a chance to recover. Most of the time it does, but as we proceed down the road to chronicity, it is less likely to do so. No drugs that the FDA has approved have healed any diseases. In fact, drugs do not heal diseases. They don't. If anything, they can get you out of crisis in time so that your body can recover and heal. It is your body, along with that connection of the mind and the spirit. Last week we talked about peer-reviewed scientific literature about body-mind-spirit connection. How the doctors want to say, we're doing that too. But homeopathy, woo, right? Can't go there. No energy.
You did that really well.
Not real. Thank you. I've learned. I've listened to it a few times. Yeah. So what is real medicine? Oh my gosh, dare I mention Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, who identified something that is now known in modern medicine as the placebo effect. I bet you were thinking something else when I said P and O. It starts with a P and ends with an O. What were you thinking, Super Don?
Well, I mean, there's various ones. It could have been piano.
Yes, the piano. You drop the proverbial piano on your back. That'll cure you.
Yeah. I was pretty sure it wasn't going to be porno.
not only for pyros. I think there was there an album by that?
Okay. And I'm a big fan of pesto, but I didn't think it was that easy.
Pesto.
So.
No. Yeah. I guess pesto could be healthy. It can be. A good thing. Food is medicine, of course. But it wasn't poo, because I know that you tend to go there as well. It wasn't poo, although getting it out of you is good. Yeah, getting it out of you is good. Although you're not willing to do certain things to get it out of you, so I'm just hoping it's getting out there the regular way. But the real medicine, in fact, has been proven more times than not now, is placebo. From the Latin phrase meaning, I shall please. Why does it say that? I shall please. They call it a fake pill, a dummy pill. It's just a thing to make you believe you're taking something so you believe yourself well. Isn't that real healing? Oh, no, that's not real healing because you can't measure a chemical manipulation from the drug that we paid $1 billion to get it on the market, right? And the FDA gave us a patent basically granted us the ability to market. Yet in the studies, the placebo-controlled studies, we find that placebo, in many cases, can outperform the actual drug or be equal to it. Yet have not the toxicological side effects or direct effects, if you want to be truthful about side effects, the ones they don't like. And this study, this article, should placebos be used to, quote-unquote, treat patients, is great. I love that they're asking this question. How many times over the years, Super Don, have I said, I wish doctors, when people come in to the doctors, and doctors know that an antibiotic is not going to help, right? Because there is a viral issue, for instance. And the patients, bless their hearts, demand the doctor write them a prescription for a drug because they will not go out happy because they'll have to pay something, even if it's a $10 copay, and they'll say the doctor didn't do anything. And so the doctors, bless their hearts, go, I got to do something. Write them a prescription for a dummy pill, if you want to call it that. A placebo antibiotic. Oh, but that's not ethical. Well, tell me how ethical it is to breed antibiotic-resistant drugs in patients that don't even have a bacterial infection. In a provocative essay published by
It's only unethical if it doesn't work.
No, that's not true, because drugs don't work all the time, and they don't consider that unethical. drugs give you on orders of magnitude more than a placebo ever could. Of course, you're going to say,
then they would argue and say that if somebody had a medical condition and you didn't give them the medicine, that could kill them too.
But do you hear what I'm saying, Super Don? Are you hearing the words coming out of my mouth? I gave the doctors the ability to assess the situation and say, nope, an antibiotic is not appropriate. It is not bacterial. It is viral. Here's the antibiotic pill that's not really an antibiotic. And don't tell them. They go away happy. Nobody's worse for wear, and there's no more resistance being bred.
And they're at home going, these antibiotics, they're kind of minty fresh. I kind of like that. These are
whatever you want to make. You want to flavor them, fine. But it's not going to harm them, and they're going to be happy. They're going to get well because they were going to get well anyway. See what I'm saying here? In the New England Journal of Medicine, this was published July 1st, Harvard Medical School professor Ted Kapchick proposes that placebos should be considered valuable components of medical care and important tools in relieving patients' symptoms and not simply an inconvenient baseline that real medicines are compared to within medical studies. Can you know that the skeptics right now are having conniption fits? They're having aneurysms over this.
They are. They hate the whole placebo.
They hate the placebo effect.
They acknowledge the science behind it, but they hate it because they almost want to call it woo. Right. I mean,
exactly. They do.
Woo for them. Yeah.
Right. It is because it's a belief. The belief that you're getting better is enough. And it's like, oh my gosh, they might have to acknowledge cellular biologist Bruce Lipton, who they feel is like king of the woo woos, right? And this is what we're talking about here. It's coming full circle, folks. The drugs can kill you. The placebos can heal you. This is great news. Oh, my gosh. Now, if we take this steps further, of course, we begin to recognize the power that the medicine man had in what they call primitive tribes. Because it's an arrogant, socio-centric, ethnocentric view, right? Oh, they're the savages, right? They point the death stick and they're dead in 3 days. But what do the oncologists do in the first world? They basically tell them they have 3 months to live, and then they die in obedience to their doctor when they didn't necessarily have to. The placebo effect is very powerful. If the medicine man works with you positively, simply touches you in a certain way, listens to you, imbibes you with, can I say this, with spirit, because of there's that vitamin L, that intangible that the skeptics seem to have lost out on somewhere in their lives. That's why they attack everybody who doesn't believe the way they do. They have some form of PTSD from a vitamin L deficiency. No, that is not an official diagnosis. I've just made that up on the spot. That way, I want to give them some things they can yell at me about.
Right,
I know. I'm just trying to make it easy on them. Because, listen, they're troubled, they're stressed, they're traumatized. I don't want to add to it. I don't want to make it easy on them. But the point here is the very act of listening is a powerful placebo, if you want to call it that. You've given them no drug. You've listened to them. You've been compassionate with them. You've held their hand. You've touched their shoulder. Something happened. And in that exchange of energy, that vitamin L, that compassion, there's the gratitude, the thankfulness that should happen within a true doctor-patient relationship. You're grateful for the attention, even if it cost you a little bit. The doctor was able to sit there and listen, although, again, recognizing today with the severe chronic diseases and cancers out there, it's not like doctors have the time to listen in the two-minute medicine guidelines that exist today. So the doctors that want to be doctors have to leave the profession, for the most part, in order to fulfill their dreams to help people, or they just give it up and do other things. Heal thyself, heal others. You know, we talk about the power to heal being yours. You don't have to be a doctor. In fact, it helps if you're not. I have less to help you to unlearn, to be the healer you are meant to be by virtue of your very birth, your connection to source of all sources. Now, if you are an atheist skeptic or even a gay theist who wants to get married at an atheist church, if that even exists, you might not like that I'm acknowledging a vital force, a life force or love that binds the universe together. But I am not asking for your permission. I don't seek your approval. I simply acknowledge what I have witnessed in my life, what I have experienced, and yes, even occasionally read about as we're reading about the placebo effect here. You can go look at it yourself. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com and blasting it out through the social networks. The placebo. Prescribe the placebo. Now, I may argue that homeopathy is way more than a placebo, but I don't give a flip if that's all that it is. Because it's working, it's helping, and it helped me to recover. And of course, on top of the tapping into energetic forms of medicine that certain members of the human species, albeit I say that very generously, when they attack me and others simply for having different perceptions and beliefs outside of their science religion, which is really pseudoscience based on what we're finding out about the publications and the peer-reviewed journals, we now acknowledge, or at least I do here, that it led me to live differently. The perspective that I wasn't a pinball in a pinball machine, subject to the whims of my genetic lineage, and I had no option to change my future based on everyone in my family having cancer, or darn near, of my elders. I decided to eat differently because of my belief about food change. From cheap and fast, didn't matter what was in it, to how it was grown actually mattered. To these invisible synthetic components that the skeptics claim could never cause anything but glory in their atheist heaven. Why am I picking on the atheist today, Super Don? I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not. I'm not. It's okay. They
can
handle it.
You're being very snarky today.
Snarky Scotty today. Just call me Snarky Scotty. But I'm here. I'm excited. I'm thrilled about this placebo statement. And I want more doctors to adopt placebo prescribing. Because a lot fewer people would be dead today if they had done that. And we'll find that out in the field of cardiology next hour. Stunning, stunning breaking news on the field of cardiology. Oh my gosh. It's a cluster you know what for them. But it's good for you. And it validates what you've suspected for a long time here. Hey, let's do a musical segment. Anybody like the Beatles? Meet the Beatles! Hey, how's the weather where you are, Super Don? Raining? Is it hot? Is it cold? Why do the Brits like the Beatles so much? We're going to find out why that is. All y'all listening on their UK Health Radio.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. If you want to get rid of anger and hatred and unforgiveness, oh, man, that's the wrong script. Love gets rid of those things, not tea. Okay, hold on. Okay, that was the love script, not the tea script. Okay. Life Change Tea helps with cleansing your colon and giving you more energy. There are numerous body wrongs that Life Change Tea makes right. Try us. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And order yours today. If you're more the personable type, you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Our customers are impressed with the benefits of Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is not just tea, but a blend of 8 organic herbs to help you feel great. For about $1 a day, you can benefit from drinking Life Change Tea. Again, order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for those that want to save money, log on to GetTheTea.com and go to our specials page. Remember, GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I got some.
All right, little Beatles on there. My bad, I was muted out on that. Hopefully all is well. The Beatles are back. What do you mean they're back? Well, somebody tried to figure out why the Brits love the Beatles so much. Is that really a scientific study to do that?
Yes. That should have been a great moments in science thing, but...
You're right. Yes, I didn't think about that.
The study was done to determine why. They needed to know why.
Why do the Brits like the Beatles so much? I'm scratching my head over this. I'm not even sure. Listen, I've been to England. I was there, a couple of months ago? And right. I can't say I liked the weather at the time. I got a few rays of sunshine. And perhaps maybe that is the reason, according to this study published in the Telegraph in the UK, Britain loved the Beatles so much because they sang about the weather. The weather! How's the weather? How's the weather up there?
I never would have guessed that in a million years.
Yeah. Out of 308 songs penned by the Fab Four, 48, that's 16% of them, make reference to the weather, according to the researchers. Honestly, is that really the reason? Because they sang about the weather? What? Because they sang about the weather. I mean, good day sunshine, right? Was it George Harrison that wrote, "Here Comes the Sun," right?
Yeah.
They sing about any rainy days? I'm sure they do.
Rain, yeah. There's some about rain. But as a matter of fact.
I mean, it couldn't be because the Beatles did some amazing things. The music was just...
I would say one of the number one reasons would be they're British.
And they're Brits, yes. But, yeah, I mean, they're loved around the world. Loved around the world. Dr. Sally Brown of Southampton University said, "We were all surprised how often weather is communicated in popular music, whether it's a simple analogy or a major theme of a song. Mm-hmm. How's the weather? How's your weather? That's why I kind of indicated to you, asking you how's it going today out there, because I know you've been in a heat wave. I was talking with Patrick on the board there. How's the weather in Minnesota? He says it may have reached 70 degrees today. That's winter.
Oh, man.
That's winter. That's not right. Something's wrong.
How could you survive 70 degrees?
I don't know. If it, like I said, if it's not 80 or above, I'm putting on a sweater. that's the thin blood of Florida, anyway. But, listen, I didn't grow up on Beatles music, Super Don. Although I like the Beatles, it wasn't that we didn't. It was like my dad hooked us into Neil Diamond, as you know, right? And that was the thing. The early 70s was a hot August night, and then on and on and on. We can remember the childhood I had. Let's see, what else do we have? Jim Croce, little Johnny Mathis was going on in the house.
My dad was, he liked some of the kind of the older country music.
Okay.
Which I can't stand.
They sang about the weather or the dog in the weather?
The dog and how the weather was as he was driving his truck to go get on a train. Or something. Yeah, you know.
Right.
Typical stuff. But
Trini Lopez. You remember that name ever? Trini Lopez.
I do remember that name.
Yeah. We had Trini Lopez albums. I'm just thinking back to that as I was thinking, what was the music we were listening to? I just can't remember. He sang, what was the song? Lemon Tree, Very Pretty. And the lemon flowers, sweet. That's right. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. That sort of was a sunshiny song.
What was that?
That was Lemon Tree. Yeah, Lemon Tree. That's right. Anyway.
Lemon song. Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, I have to unwind because it's been an intense hour with the story.
It has. That's true.
And it's going to get intense again, folks. It's just
what are we talking about next hour?
Heck, man, the cardiologists are in a crisis.
Oh, yes. Yeah, listen, I got to give you a pat on the back. I think this also is another vindication for Robert Scott Bell.
Vindication, validation. It's going to upset the skeptics. I don't know what they're going to do about it. Also, we've got news on mammography. We'll be following up from what we talked about with Dr. Batar. And we got some news on aging. Vaccination persuasion and guided meditations for Super Don. This is going to be interesting. I don't know where that's going to go just yet, but I'm very intrigued by next hour, so don't go anywhere. You know, we got to reach out to Ronnie McMullen. That's another name we haven't heard in a while. He's a good guy, and he does stuff with Jerry Doyle as well. He's got the Life Change Tea, and I do like it. It does work. It is a good, good form of tea that you could drink every day. All right, anything to cleanse your palate, cleanse your gut, cleanse your liver. Goodbye, me. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up. Check it out, naturalnewsradio.com, as well as GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, Epic Times, podcasts everywhere, and UK Health Radio. Hello, you silly Brits and your weather. We love you. The power to heal is yours, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.